Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Howie Lim. Now, the Singapore Business Federation recently launched a new MAP initiative to guide businesses in the wholesale and retail trade sectors. The initiative aims to provide guided assistance and better position businesses for post-pandemic recovery. For more insights, we speak to Tan Chee Wee, who is the Executive Director, Advocacy and Actions at SBF. Chee Wee, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Howie. Thanks for having me.
First up, let's talk about the impetus for this particular MAP initiative, the objectives of it as well.
Sure. I think we all understand that the COVID-19 pandemic had presented multiple challenges to business owners. And for many of them, they are compelled to rethink their business models and to accelerate their transformation. A lot of the business owners, especially the SMEs, are aware of the need to transform and position their businesses for recovery and growth. However, we also understand that they may have some hesitation about that. They may have delayed that process due to several reasons. Some of them may not know how to kickstart that whole transformation process, given their limited resources. Some may find the process of or the idea of business transformation to be very daunting. And while others may think that, you know, transformation may not benefit their business directly. So they continue to grapple with bread and butter issues without paying a lot of attention to transformation. So the idea of having MAP, as the name suggests, is akin to having a business transformation map to help our business owners navigate through the clutter of information and available resources, and really to guide them towards the most appropriate programs that best benefit them. So the initiative is really to address specific concerns of theirs through step-by-step process. So from having just theoretical ideas to implementing actionable or taking actionable steps. So we go from simply building awareness to finally implementing some of the solutions.
So it's really a guided assistance type of thing, as the name suggests, right? How will it work though? I mean, who's it open to? How will they be selected? That kind of thing. And there are stages to the whole initiative, right?
Yes, indeed. So let me just maybe take you back to what MAP actually stands for. Well, MAP is actually an acronym for the three stages of our initiative. So the first stage, the M, actually refers to a mindset shift. So this is when the business owners will learn useful frameworks and be guided through some thought processes that can help them navigate this post-COVID business world, so to speak. The second stage, the A stage, is where they do an analysis of their current state of business and identify specific problem statements that they will like to address and prioritize which ones they want to deal with first. Because I think a lot of them are confronted with multiple problems, and they cannot tackle them at one go. So they would have to prioritize and decide for themselves which ones they want to tackle first. And finally, at the at P, that's when we will help them embark on a pathway assignment, where we will actually facilitate their transformation plans, helping them to work with relevant partner agencies to address specific problems. I think we appreciate that every business is different and each has its own unique challenges. So to cater for that, right, under each stage, we do have different modules for the business owners to choose from. So for example, under stage A, where we have four different modules to help different businesses sort of figure out their key problem statements, they will go through a process, a design thinking process, perhaps, to think about what is the problem that they're grappling with? Is it a business process problem? Do they need to re-engineer their business process? Is it a need to innovate their products? Or is it simply a case where they need to find the right talent or upskill existing ones? Through this iterative process, the business owner can decide for themselves which approach is best suited for them, and they can then tackle the problem statements that's closest to their heart, so to speak.
And they have to be at a certain, I don't know, stage of development, if you will, or where is the business currently at, so to speak? I mean, not dire straits. What's happening?
Not exactly. So we are open to all. Our only criteria is that because this is a pilot, so we want to sort of extend this initiative to two sectors, the retail as well as the wholesale trade sectors.
Because this sector is experiencing a lot of flux, or what's happening?
Yes, indeed. So why these two sectors have been chosen? For one, collectively, these sectors have been represent almost a quarter of all our SBF members. So about 6,000 over companies or 6,000 over members. We also understand through our surveys that we've conducted that the wholesale and the retail trade sectors were among the most severely impacted sectors from last year and continues to sort of reel in difficulties. So we thought we would start with these two sectors and to offer as much assistance to them as possible. The other consideration, of course, is also that the wholesale trade industry as a whole, it's one of the main components of the Singapore's economy, and it contributes a huge percentage to the GDP of our economy. So therefore, I think it's important that we extend our help to this sector to help them recover and also to position them for growth.
What about your collaborative supporting partners, though? How were they selected and why in particular?
So these partners actually have their own business transformation programs already. And for us, it is about bringing together these partners so that we can collectively introduce a program that is more systematic and provide businesses with a more holistic journey for their transformation. So for some of the partners, their focus may be, their strength may lie in the M stage, right? Where they will help the companies better understand and appreciate the challenges and to think about pivoting. While for others, it's their contribution could be in the form of helping them undergo design thinking workshops to really crystallize their problem statements. We want to try to bring together partners who can address specific concerns or specific needs of the businesses. So it can be in the form of skills upgrading. It can be in the form of training. It can also be in the form of helping them digitalize. So with each of the partners, they come with their own strengths. But all in all, they come with the purpose of helping businesses rethink their business models and to transform themselves in the long run.
Do you think you folks at SBF will consider other sectors to help out in the future?
Certainly. But I think we would need to evaluate this pilot run and to...
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, and to sort of gather the feedback from the participating companies, the inaugural cohort, to further fine-tune this initiative. There's certainly plans in the pipeline to broaden the scope and expand and map to benefit other companies in other sectors. But this has to be done in tandem with our partner agencies. We are also exploring the possibility of working with more partner agencies to sort of create more options under each stage and to better cater to their varying needs of the business owners.
What would constitute success then, Chiwi, of this pilot program?
Well, I think we would be very cheered on or heartened if there would be companies that will journey with us from beginning to end. So we don't expect all the companies who sort of embark on the M stage to eventually reach the P stage. We appreciate that a lot of them would have their bread and butter issues to grapple with, or they may not have the time or the resources to do so. So what would constitute success would be a significant number of them who have started the journey, eventually end the journey with us at the P stage, where they actually would bring themselves to implement solutions that will help them in whatever way they want, including things like productivity, improving productivity, or even creating new products or services for themselves. I think we will be very happy if some of the companies can do that at the end of the journey.
Best of luck, Chiwi, and come back and tell us how it went, okay?
Sure. Thank you so much.
Tan Chiwi, Executive Director, Advocacy and Actions at the Singapore Business Federation. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.